page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. We'll start with the seven limb prayer.
Go soon go pe go ne chak hello nu sha mi chu chu tri ma lu to me ne sa di tu tam che sha ke pa ge wa na la je ro ko wa ma tom ba du le ju ne dro la che ki ko lo ko wa da da
And then turn to page 97, and we'll do the mandala offering.
Sashi puki jushi meto
Chu bardu da ni kyapsu chi dagi chun yangi pesanam gi dro la penchu sange dru parsho chudan soki chonam la jan chu bardu da ni kyapsu chi dagi chun yangi pesanam gi dro la penchu sange dru parsho Chodan soki chonam la, jan chu bardu da ni kyapsu chi, dagi chu nyengi pe sanam gi, dro la penchu sange dru parsho.
Oh, medicine Buddha is like seven or eight. Seven said of medicine Buddha, eight, or maybe seven. Just wake up, couldn't remember well. Just visualize, like above your head, just visualize. Oh, bright, bright blue light. Oh, so then if you can visualize that bright blue light as a medicine Buddha, so that's also good, so you can visualize that. Oh, bright, very bright blue light. Then also friends, relatives, family members, strangers. Oh, so then basically every breathing living beings, every breathing living beings, visualize them around you. That blue light, bright blue light symbolizes healing power, You also imagine, just visualize and imagine, so while very silently medicine for the mantra, and please visualize that lights, purify all the sicknesses, and not just all the physical, sicknesses, and then at the same time all the disturbing thoughts, which is the source of all the problems, disturbing thoughts, such as anger, jealousy, pride, and so on and so forth. Just visualize dissolved. While we are reciting medicine Buddha mantra, the right light dissolves into your body, purify all the sicknesses. with all the disturbing thought, okay. So now please recite the stanza.
Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha Sapphire Light.
That's why I'll probably say the seven Medicine Buddha mantra quite quickly. So then while I'm saying the seven Medicine Buddha mantra, so the name of the seven medicine Buddha, you can visualize. Okay, you can visualize the light dissolve into your body, purify all the sicknesses. Oh, so then all the disturbing thought. Okay, while I recite the seven medicine Buddha's name in Tibetan, you can just meditate and visualize. Okay. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru mendruya da bharataya da namadaya arhataya samyasambuddhaya teyatam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate Ramza Samonga, there's a Ram Namo Bangawa, the Negas, and Gurum, and the Mother, and the Arad, and the Negas, and Negas, and Negas, and Negas, and Manga. Mabegas, and Negas, and others among others, and Namo Bangawa, the Negas, and Gurum, and we are the Mother, and the Arhat, yes, some years, some Buddha, the other Negas, and Negas, and Negas, and Negas, and others among others, and Namo Bangawa, the Negas, and Gurum, and we are the Mother, and the Negas. Arhat is some as a Buddha, the other bigger than bigger than Mahan, bigger than bigger than others among others on the Mugawa, the bigger than Muslim. Arhat is some as a Buddha, the other bigger than bigger than Mahan, bigger than bigger than others among others on the Mugawa, the bigger than Guru, the other Mother, the Lagadai. Arhat is some as a Buddha, the other bigger than bigger than Mahan, bigger than bigger than others among others on the Mugawa, the bigger than Guru, the other Mother, the Lagadai, Arhat. Some years on Buddha, the other megas, the other Dedication. Someone understands after the medicine with the mantra.
So it's the you know the 246. Yeah, that's right. 246. It's the third from the last. Or the third one. Mm-hmm. And we say that one time on page 247. Mm-hmm. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. And then the first stanza on the left, where it says, may all beings everywhere, we say that three times.
Yeah, then please think, when you say that, please think about the meaning of that word. Then it becomes more powerful. Because there are so many people, many people.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits.
Yeah, thank you. Wonderful, very good. So it helps. It helps for the health. No, helps. Actually, you get health benefit. Health and the benefit. According to the healing Buddha practice, you visualize bright blue light, top of your head, bright blue light, they symbolize healing energy. So that's why at the ancient time, people wear leprosy, they wear the ring, and they wear, and there's no color, it has some kind of like relationship with the healing, this bright blue color has some... yeah, as I mentioned before, when I was in Switzerland, 1999, one of my friends, what she does, she's like therapist. And she, at that time, I have no clue at all, so there, she invited, she has like hundreds of different colors, in tiny, small bottles. That's how she healed people, all her clients come there, then probably somehow, called color therapies, and I thought it's kind of a joke. I thought it's kind of like a joke. So then I have no idea. So anyway, so now when you think about, you know, at that time I was like teenager, you know, I was like 16 or something. Anyway, so this bright blue color has significance now as a kind of relationship with the healing power. That's why they wear lapis lazuli, you know, in Asia, they wear that. Some of you already know the power medicine of the practice. It's hard to visualize the image, then you just visualize the color, you know, color. Almost like laser beam. Laser beam, you know, like kind of like burn every defect cell in your body which cause health problem. You just like visualize a laser. Or, you know, like so not just one part, whole part. So visualize bright blue light. If you want to do all of them, you just visualize bright blue light top of your head. Symbolize healing power. Then top of that, you know, red light, red. Also like, you know, bright. Every light has to be bright. Then the red, you know, that order, you know. Then, kind of like, top of that, kind of a pink color. Pink color, pink. White and red together, pink, you know, kind of pink. Some of you remember that, the color of the dead, you know, healing Buddha, pink. Then, top of that, you know, orange. See, four. Light, you know. So then, yellow, bright yellow. Visualize, then yellow dissolve into the orange, orange dissolve into pink, pink dissolve into red, red dissolve into blue, then the bright blue, the blue dissolve into body and heal. And then, if you want to do the long visualizations, you know, that's how you visualize, you know, different colors top of your hat. You know, if you want to do the short one, then you just visualize bright blue light cover, you know, like cover. So what they say, like, you know, on the, like, warm rock, when the snow falls, minute you touch, it kind of melts. Like that, you can visualize like that, you know, minute or maybe like, minute the bright light touch, it kind of melt, dissolve into your body, purify all the sicknesses, all the sicknesses. Don't disturb the thought, you know. Then healthy body, healthy mind. Healthy mind, because all the disturbing thought has been purified. And healthy body, healthy mind. Then life is going to be better, you know, happier. Yeah, thank you. Just maybe from now on, maybe at the beginning of the class, maybe if you do, you know, some kind of that, you know, practice as a group, so then practice become more powerful as a group, you know, because collective energies. So then, now, back to the class. Where did we stop?
You were talking about concentration.
For the concentration or single-pointed meditations, whoever has mind, whoever thinks, you know, it's not, it has to be like, you know, you have to believe in some religion or, you know, or associate yourself with some religion organization. No, whoever has mind, if you do single-pointed meditations, you get benefit. You get immense benefit. Therefore, concentration meditations is, you know, is very beneficial. Very beneficial. So, someday, concentration in Tibetan words called someday, Sanskrit called shamatha. Someday, same on jurus, you know, same mind. Concentrations or single-pointed meditation or concentrations rules all the mind. Rules. Now mind rule us. we don't rule our mind, no? So mind rules us. Sunday, same on Jabudis. Concentration is like king. They rules all his people. King rules all people. The concentration is like the king of mind. He rules the mind. Sunday, same on Jabudis. If you read the text, you know, Sunday, same on Jabudis. Sunday, same on Jabudis. Shana be yours, no? If you let it be, it's going to be firm as a mountain. If it's going to be firm as a mountain, it's not going to go every place, you know, like here, there, and you know, all kind of things. It's going to be still. If you just let it be. If you let it go, it just goes to something positive. It never ever goes to something negative. It just goes to think something positive. You know, so that's mental happiness. So, Result. Well-balanced body, no, physical, well-balanced, and well-balanced mind. Body, same mind, means very flexible. Flexible, you know, that's why you do yoga. You know, that can raise much. The yoga instructor say up, so the yoga instructor say up. Then sometimes they say, put your head on the ground. Then put up your feet on the wall. So I was like, how? Like, no, then slowly, you can see that all kinds of stress, you know, that's like physical yoga. When you're hoping to reach physical balance, well balanced. You know, so then eliminate a lot of like as the aches, pains, will eliminate. Here, single-pointed meditation, so temporary result will be well-balanced body and well-balanced mind. Listen to this, deche, dewa, happiness. Che means big or great happiness. Physical happiness, mental happiness. Oh. That's the result, okay? Listen to this, deche, so with that understanding, with that knowledge, with that understanding, importance of single-pointed meditation or concentration meditations, with that understanding, nanjors, you know, like a nanjor means, you know, who are practicing yoga, you know, yoga, namyendajums. Namying, you know, like wandering mind, become problem. When you do single-pointed meditation, wandering mind become obstacles. So make sure, you know, you just let your mind just wander. In general, I mean, I myself did this practice. If you're seeking, happiness, truly happy, if you're seeking or sincerely genuine, not just once a while wandering, or maybe, you know, like, not like that. If you're sincerely, truly, genuinely seeking, you know, freedoms from problems, then Lama Tsongkhapa says, you do the same thing. That's how you do it, you know. I did that, you know, then that's how you do it, okay. Well, that's called, out of six professions, that's the one, the concentration, you know, it's the concentration. You can use your own breath as an object. You can breathe out, breathe in, you know, exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three. Each time you inhale, you count. You can use this object. Or you can just visualize any form, you know, color, trees, flowers, pictures, you can use, but it has to be one, can't be multipliers. Why? Because you need to focus. Sunday jishis, you know, concentration makes your mind calm and peaceful. When you concentrate, that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. You focus, you concentrate. Wisdom liberates, you know, knowledge. Simple wish is not good enough, you know, so this table clock have a lot of feature. If you don't know how to use them, simply just sitting there hoping, just saying some prayer, you know, to set up alarm, that's not going to work. You need to know how to set up alarm, you know, like that. So wisdom, the last profession, wisdom liberates, you know, wisdom free you from, you know, problem, wisdom. You know. The problem, not knowing how to use this features, then somebody come here, then teach you, oh, this is how you set up alarm, that's how you get to PM, AM, then there's knowledge. Then you have no problem. You don't have no longer problem how to use this, and now you can use that. So problem of not knowing how to use that, that's been gone. You are liberated from that. You are now free from that. Oh. That's just an example. Oh, small example. Oh. Some dishes, you know. So then, you know, as I mentioned many times in the Sunday class, you know, yiji, langbo. Mind is like so powerful. No, mind is so powerful. It's like elephants. Elephant. Oh. Elephant is very powerful. Oh. Physically, very powerful. So mind is like that. But it's on the move. It's on the move all the time. It's on the move, you know. Yijilambo lodo. Mibe kawa tembolas. Object, as I said, breath, image, color, whatever, you know. So that's like almost like object is almost like the hitching post where you tie. But you know, here, that's what you call hitching post. And when you go to India, you know, Southeast Asia, so you see they are not tied on the, what do you call it, pole, big pole, pillar. Not necessarily they are tied on the pillar, but you know, they have like chains on their legs. That's how they can run away. Whatever. The point is to, you know, first, we need to catch the elephant. In this case, it's our mind. We need to catch. You know. Don't just let that elephant wander, you know, so that, you know, it's very powerful, could cause a lot of damage. So this is also related to single point meditation. Li Yiji Langbo Ndowa is not in the text. You are not going to find here. It's not some other books. It's not here. It's just related to that section of the teaching, but it's not in this book, you know, it's some other book. So, Yiji Langbo Ndowa La, Mibe Kawa Tembulas. Firm, object, firm, steady. No, it's not like, you know, very steady, because the things that you are going to try, they're very powerful. So the object has to be firm. Temba, mindfulness is like rope. Mindfulness is like rope. You have rope, there's elephants there, so then object, you know, the hitching force, whatever you call, pole, pillar, whatever you call, is there. You catch that elephant, then you tie there. Sherab chakju, Srimad chakju, Sherab chakju, chakju, there's like piece of metal they use, you know, if they want elephant to go here, so they just poke a little bit here, and they go there. If they want to go to poke elephant, then go there, you know. That's like wisdom. Another set of, you know, separate set of thought. Observe whole meditation, you know. Separate set of thought. It's what is called introspections or wisdom. Observing entire meditations. That's it, you know. Breathe. Maybe third times, oh, did I buy milk? So then, carry out. You are in the kitchen, but your body is here, when your mind is in the kitchen opening the refrigerator, whether there's a milk or not, then you just, elephant is gone. Elephant is just gone. Then gently, with wisdom, you bring it back. That's exactly how you be present. Be within, be present. That's how. Otherwise you can just say, be present, be within, how? That's exactly how you to be present, So you are here, not just body, even mind. Body and mind, both of them here. Not just body is here, mind is in the flea market. Probably looking for something to buy. Then elephant is gone. So then it's hard to enjoy peace of mind, calm mind, peace of mind, because elephant is gone. So you have no idea what elephant is going to do, what he's doing, what he's doing, all kinds of things. Mīngbīr kāwā tēmbō lā tēngbē tāpē ngē kē nē shērāk chā jū rīm wāng chēs. Then eventually, not right away, not the next second, but eventually, then you can control the elephant, eventually you can control the elephant. So then there's the beginning of, about to experience calm mind, peaceful mind, about to experience. You can use your breath. In, out, in, out. The number they say is like 21 times. Of course, if you do breathing meditation, then make sure that your back is straight. Why? Because there's something to do with the channels. The energy will run smoothly if you sit straight. So then energy will run smoothly in your channels. That's why it's straight. It's not just tradition. It's not just tradition. It has reasons, not just traditions. Any form of breathing meditation is very important to sit straight. Any form of breathing meditation. I'm not saying like every meditation you have to sit like this. No. I'm just saying every breathing meditation to make sure that you sit straight. So because it's something to do with the energy and the channels. Therefore, for the sake of knowledge. So then mind is going to be balanced. When you concentrate, mind is going to be balanced. When the mind gets balanced, or thought will be balanced. When the thought gets balanced, means flexible. It's not uptight. It's not tight. When the physical is tight, then of course no stress is tight. Then, when you concentrate, mind is going to be flexible. Lesurwa, balance, means flexible, lesurwa. Then every thought, I said this many times, every thought comes with energy. Every thought comes with energy, whether it's positive or negative, it comes with energy. Where the energy goes through channels. If that energy is well balanced, it goes to the channels, it gives you physical comfort. So then they contribute to mental comfort. Then there's good things, Then healthy body, healthy mind. According to ancient teaching or technique, that's how they do it. So then when the thought is balanced, then very energy that comes with the thought will be balanced. So then more of those energies goes to the channels, then create physical comfort, then they contribute to mental comfort, then healthy body, healthy mind. That's how it's been produced according to ancient meditation, concentration, Singapore meditation technique. Otherwise, every thought, that's thought. So some of them just neutral, it's not positive, it's not just negative. Thinking about milk, it's not necessarily positive, not necessarily negative, it's just thought, And sometimes thinking something negative about somebody, that's negative thought. What happens? It's not someone else's thought, it's your thought. So therefore, the energy that comes with their thought has been wasted. It's tight, the energy is tight, means no longer useful. Where did the energy go? It goes to the channels. It goes to channels. They get stuck and cause physical discomfort, then contribute to mental discomfort, then unhealthy body, unhealthy mind, that's what happened, you know. It's caused. therefore, this 9-round breathing meditation is to how to get rid of all this wasted energy that's been stuck in our channel. The 9-round meditation is how to get rid of them, technique how to get rid of them. Then you do 9-round breathing meditation, like, you know, like this. Inhale. One, you do 3 times. Long, slow. Then 3 times. Then like here. 3 times. Then from both nostrils. 3 times. And that's how to get rid of all this, you know, wasted energies created by disturbing thought. Stuck into channels, you know, so there's no reason. There's something here, and also, it's all created by energy, imbalanced energy, created by imbalanced thought, also then causing a physical discomfort. Then, of course, physical pain, you know, but nobody's happy. So people get irritated or upset, you know, so then that has negative impact on the mind. So that's, you know, pretty much a single point in meditation, so, but if you are, you know, wondering about the shamatha meditation, kamabhati meditation, then there's, you know, 9 different levels that you train first. First place, be within. That's the first stage, nandujoba. Then maintaining that, you know, jundujoba, that's second level, jundujoba. Then, you know, then goes on all the way to 9th levels. So in that, if you are walking towards kamabhati, so then according to the instruction, it suggests not to change the object. Not to change the object, better to stick with one object. Oh, I'm not really worried about coming by that, I just want to make my mind calm and peaceful. Then you can change object, you can change. It's okay, one day you visualize a flower. That's okay, second day you visualize a waterfall. Nothing wrong. The goal is not to reach the highest level of concentration. Shamatha meditation, then, you know, according to the instructions, it advised not to change object frequently, you know, just stick with one object. First you look, you know, look at the object. Now, you close your eyes and try to see that object, not through eye, but through mind. You know? Then eventually it becomes exactly the same as you open your eyes, you see the same thing. When your concentration dramatically improve, then you see. Then you sit, you decide, okay, I'm going to just think of a flower next 3 hours, no problem. You can just think about flower, no problem. No other thought, there's no, how do you say, vacancy, there's no, how do you say, place for other thought. There's no place for other thought. There's no place for other thought. The place is always occupied. There's no other place, other thought. That's how you get rid of the thought, you know. Not by thinking nothing. You know? That's impossible, unless you are dead. You know? So how is it thinking nothing? You know? That's single point of meditation. Okay. Oh. Then so now next second. Now the second called wisdom, single point of meditation. So, if you just, I just want to make my mind calm and peaceful, then you can change your object, it doesn't matter, it's a temporary, peaceful mind, calm mind, it doesn't matter, you can change, one day you can visualize great, one day you visualize trees, one day you just somebody's photos, you know. So now, cheer up. Now the last, out of 6 professions, now the last one. So maybe one more class, then there's no strong experience, it's going to be complete, okay? Now one more class part is going to be complete. So now the wisdom part, generosity, six perfection. First, generosity, jiva, ethics, morality, ethics, patience, third one, joyful effort, not just do, you know, happy to do, not just do, happy to do, joyful effort. Something positive, you know, like to do something positive, happy to do that, you know, happily, joyful effort. Then, concentration. So now, the last one, wisdom, oh, wisdom. Not just any type of wisdom. Here, we are talking about wisdom, understanding the true nature of, you know, true nature of everything, you know. Conventional, ultimate. We are talking about wisdom, realizing ultimate truth, not just conventional. You know, these are all conventional, not that, you know. Ultimate. Oh, so let's see what it says in the text. Oh, maybe we'll see, first, maybe before I explain this, so see what the commentary says, maybe. If it's pretty much the same, no, I'm not going to read. If it's pretty much the same, I'm not going to read. If there's any extra, then I will read, okay? Well, She neka bhujinje semne gubot. There's now the last part of the commentary is talking about karma abiding meditations. So, I think I already give class, maybe three times. Already give the class, probably you already have notes, so I'm not going to do it again. So that's pretty much it in the commentary. So the last part, you know, it's like, how to practice karma abiding meditation. You know, there's many, like I said, points to learn. So now I'll jump into wisdom part, probably commentary. You know, this is very like brief commentaries on the text that we are studying now. So now please look at the wisdom part, which, the last one. Share up. So. Share up, no? Wisdom. Share up means wisdom. Wisdom. Share up some more. Profound wisdom. Share up some more. Share up some more. Now I couldn't remember. I've said every day. Now I couldn't remember. See? Need to look at the text. Remember, share up some tiny tiny, so share up some more tiny tiny, so share up wisdom, no wisdom. Tiny tiny mix, mix means I. No, something that you look, you see things, no? You see, because I, you see things. So this wisdom is like I. What that wisdom sees, ultimate truth. Technical term will be emptiness. Cheer up. No cheer up. Cheer up. What do you call cheer up means? Cheer up. What is cheer up?
The angel.
So there's one Tibetan gentleman called cheer up. You know, he runs a store. Triangle Center. And he said cheer up. The people say cheer up. Cheer up Lama. So he's not angel. He's he doesn't appear as an angel, so in reality, who knows? But in reality, who knows? But he's no another Tibetan man. Sherab, of wisdom. Sibya Sawa, root of all the complications, all the problems, root of all the complications. So not just don't know how to, you know, struggle, try to fix something, not that kind of problem. All the problems. Sherab Swami, Tinyetavi mix. Sibya Sawa, you know. Root of samsara. Chunni chinde lams. That's the antidote, that wisdom is the antidote or the method or technique. It will cut the root of all the problems. That's what it is, you know. Sherab Sama. Perform wisdom which sees ultimate truth, not just conversion, ultimate truth, which is like weapons or like, you know, antidote that cuts the root of all the problems, all the complications. You know, root of samsara means, you know, existence, you know, problems. Sura kunenga be yindede sibe shara sami tenye tare ne sibe tawa tunye chumil. Sura kunenga be yindede. That wisdom has been praised in many, many different teachings. Praise in many, many teachings. The moon is demetrius. It's like the light. It displays all the darkness. No, refers to ignorance. Oh, no. A room that's been dark, say, 25 years. One moment of light, it displays all this darkness. Light doesn't have to be there like 25 years. If the room has been dark 25 years, all of a sudden you light, the darkness is gone. Then you can see what's inside there. Ignorance like that, ignorance. Timuk, not knowing. So that's the root of all the problems. Not knowing is the root of all the problems. Ignorance. Oh. Timuk minse. Ignorance is like darkness, and the wisdom, this wisdom is like light. Light that display all the darkness. Timuk, ignorance, mumba, darkness. Sel means clear out or eliminate. It's like the light that clears out all the darkness. It's the wisdom. Timuk means the measure of the with that knowledge, importance of that wisdom, or that wisdom, importance of that. If you are seeking truly freedom from all the complications, sincerely, genuinely, then, you know, study, you know, learn. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no freedoms. It's not the desire, it's not the answer. You know, desire, doing things, doing stuff. This is not a way to be content, to get satisfactions. Wisdom, if you follow wisdom, no, you don't have to do things. You can get satisfaction, contentment. Even if you live in a cave, not doing stuff, no, you can achieve contentment and satisfaction through wisdom. Wisdom, no? No knowledge, wisdom is the byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no freedom. So that's how it goes. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa said, no, if you are truly seeking freedom from all this, no, freedom from samsara, then you do the same things. That's what I did, Lama Tsongkhapa, requesting all of us, you know, to do the same thing. So now, so then, you know, if I elaborate that, you know, meditation emptiness, that there's 4 points that you use when you meditate on emptiness. four-point analysis. This house has been meditated on emptiness, you know, throughout the histories, thousands of years. This insight has been taught, tested, and produced great result. If you are interested about emptiness, then that's the instruction that you use. Then, you know, more likely it will produce some result. So now maybe I'm going to elaborate a little bit, not, you know, extensively, because I have nothing to say extensively. No, so I have nothing to say. Maybe if I'll elaborate a little bit, you know, a little bit, make it a little more detailed. So. When we say I, you know, oh, I'm happy, I'm not happy, you know, I'm so happy, you know, I'm so unhappy, you know, like many, many occasions, we say I all the time, so how we define self. Right from the beginning, we become attached to I, nothing wrong. Everybody does, not just you, everybody, you know, the one newborn child does the same thing. I, so then from there, my. So that, you know, then basically, not like the, what Changja Rabe Dorji or the Tibetan Master, what it says, like, don't need to search for it. No, don't need to search for it. No, seeker is within you. Seeker is within you. Very short statement, but very, very, it carries a lot of weight. It carries a lot of weight. No, like, it's not like finding something else. No, it's not like that. Analyzing experience of self. Is it body? Or it is mind, or it is something else. Analyzing that. If you're experiencing concrete, independent, absolute self, but you know, like if somebody screaming at you, if somebody yelling at you, and say, "How dare that you can do that to me?" Me at that moment, but we don't analyze, we just explode, you know, we just get angry, you know, we don't analyze. Usually, you know, when the calm day, you know, say, oh, I'm going to the kitchen to get something to drink, you know, like, and when, you know, like, the strong conditions, you know, like, there's I'm so and so, you don't know who am I, the way you're treating me, and then that concrete, absolute, independent, which does not exist at all, which does not exist. Whatever you build on that is just confusions after confusions. That's why it's called fundamental confusions. That's the ignorance that caused, according to emptiness teaching, that's the cause all these problems, cause all these problems. So, so that's, you know, just to elaborate a little bit, not much, little bit, not giving you some ideas, you know. We don't say, oh, my mind is happy, my body is happy, so we don't say that, we say, I'm happy, or I'm not happy, you know. Or, we don't say, oh, my mind is scared, my body is scared, no? It's not the, it's I. So there's, you know, like, first point analysis, you know, as, does it make sense? What do you think? Does it make sense? Is it the cause, the root cause of all the problems? Is it? No. not knowing has the vibration. computer, so many features, not knowing, is that frustrating? Frustrating, I said. Is it frustrating? Frustration, no, comes from not knowing the features that computers has. That's just example, not knowing cause problems, not knowing cause problems, no? Not knowing cause problems. That's just example, no? So then there's many, many examples. Not knowing, just forget about not knowing self, just not knowing things. Just set us, that set that side. Just set that side, not knowing self, just set that side. Not knowing other things, cause, you know, not knowing how to directions, you know, all kind of problems occurs. When you go to the root, when you go to the root, the fundamental level root, not knowing self does cause some kind of problems, if not all of them. So now, it's hard to explain, it's hard, very hard to explain. Or like, what is the root of all the problems, what is the root of all this problem, what is the root, what is the root? There has to be something. What is the root? Well, you can just think, beside emptiness, teachings, they say ignorance. That ignorance is not knowing self. Not saying like, not knowing how to say self. Yeah, we do say self. No, I, or we say all the time. And how you define I. So that's important. So if you can make some link, not talking about the problem like, oh, how to fix this. No, not that kind of problem. Root of all the problems. Root. Not just, you know, not to use that, not that, you know, like root of all the problems, all the complications. So mainly analyzing your experience of self, you know, don't need to search for it outside of yourself, you know, seeker is within you, that's what it means, seeker is within you. So we analyze, you know, but we don't like, how dare you treat me like that? At that moment, we don't analyze, we just bust. Bust? I say, bust. No? Bust, a burst, burst? Burst. We just burst. No? No, so we don't analyze. At that moment, according to teaching, at that moment, you experience this concrete, independent, absolute self, which is not dependent at all, not dependent. Cause and condition is something, you know, very like independent, which does not exist. You see yourself like that, not just that, the person who is accusing you. No, see like that. So now the question is how to identify, how to identify. It's hard, it's hard. You say, somebody say, no, somebody stole a thief, you know, somebody steal something. Somebody steals something. Oh, thief. You can say, oh, human being. That's many human beings. That's not, no, but that's the start. Start, it's not animal, it's the human. The start. Oh, wearing white cloth. Maybe there's many of them who, human, wear white cloth. Not that clear. No, so there's a, oh, no, so then it's like Tibetan. Now that's not America, it's Tibetan. Human being Tibetan in very white cloth. It's become more clear. So then say, you know, it's not the children. So now you know it's grown up. No. So then you go narrow down, you narrow down, you narrow down. So then you live in 5025. House number 5025. There's many houses, now you know which house. And there's two person, Genoru or Gishgele. Then somebody says, it's not Genoru. So now, you found the thief, that's Gishgele. That's me, you know. So then you narrow down, you know, body, maybe not self, or it's like, no, that's how to define, you know, somebody says, oh, self. aggregate. We'll get some idea. So then you narrow down. When you meditate, you may narrow down. That's how you narrow down. You narrow down. You know? Visualize. I am not happy. I am happy. I. Just analyze. Analyze how you define self. I, self, same, synonym. Sometimes it's like part of the body. Sometimes it feels like part of mind. Sometimes it feels like mixture of body and mind. So when you put water and milk together, before it's clear, there's clear distinguish you see. When you mix it together, now, which is water, which is milk, can distinguish. It's all mixed. The mixture is not the milk, it's not the water, but it is there. It is there, but it's not the mixture. It is there. Like that, you know, conventional self, which do exist, that is absolute self, which does not exist at all, is just projected, just projected. Then on top of that, so many things projected. At the end, it's just hallucination. You are just hallucinated. Everything is just projected. You know? So still it's hard. It's still hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's still very hard to understand, to link, to make connections. All the problem and that ignorance is still kind of hard, even intellectually, how to make connection with all the problems and that self-grasping mind that grasping so tightly on self, which does not exist at all. But usually, now we do grab, but not so tightly. When you get upset, if somebody accuses you that you steal something, in reality you did not steal anything, and somebody accuses you how you felt. No. That moment, then according to instruction, they say, you experience this absolute, independent, concrete self, nothing to do with the body and mind at all. And from the mixture of the body and mind. It's not arising from body, it's not arising from mind, but it's a mixture of the body and mind. Then from there it arises, that concrete self. But we don't analyze. You know, we just get angry or just yell back or maybe do something. We don't analyze. So there's so much you can say in word. There's so much you can say about emptiness. There's so much you can say. There's very limited word you can I'm not saying that I have experience. I have zero experience. I don't have any experience at all. I just, pretty much say, just here. Not there, not just here, Been here the last 40 years, here, but not much here. I'm not saying that I have experience. Please don't misunderstand. So, what I'm saying is it's hard to explain. There's limited word that can explain emptiness. Not just emptiness, any experience. How you explain experience of eating pizza. You can say a few things. Can you explain exactly the way you experience? Probably not. You can say a few things. It's kind of delicious. Looks kind of like tomato. Whatever cheese. Again, experience is hard to explain. Experience is kind of hard to explain. That's my point. Not saying that I experience emptiness all the time that I don't know how to explain to you. Not like that, So, zero. Oh, zero, zero. Zero, zero, zero. That's all the way to zero. No experience. But intellectual understanding, of course, I did study. So now, need to sit, breathe, and pause, analyze. Not outside, within yourself, analyze. experience of self. So, you know, like, when you about the phone, when you go close to the clip, when you close, you get scared. Then you say, oh, I'm going to fall if I'm not careful, or I'm about to fall. Don't say, no, my body is about to fall, or my mind is about to fall. You don't say that, I. Nothing to do with body and mind, you know. Or like I said, some kind of like, doesn't have to be tragic, you know, but some kind of like conditions, you know, like unfavorable conditions when it occurs. Then we have this very strong sense of self. That moment, according to the instruction, says that you experience this absolute concrete self, but we don't analyze. No? We don't analyze. No? So like, you know, walking around the hill lake with friends. You know, with friends. Walking, but separate set of awareness is observing friends and the, how you say, path. Not 100% focus on it, but both of them, you are aware. Separate set of mind is observing both of them. You are talking to your friend at the same time looking at the road. No? So like that. You're sitting there analyzing, then separate set of mindset is observing whole meditation. You can read book Liberation in the Palm of Your Hand, last part of the book, that there's detailed explanations of this 4-point analysis. So detailed explanation there. So that is it. So that's pretty much about, you know, like wisdom part. So that you can read, you know, so His Holiness book, you know, the Liberation Palm of Your Hand. You can read that and meditate, and basically analyze, you know, your experience. So, even though there's 4 points, the first point is most critical one. Once you identify that, easy to eliminate, relatively easy to eliminate. Relatively. Third point, fourth point, relatively easy. The problem is the first one, to identify. Oh, once you caught the thief, you know, then whatever you decide to do, you can do, you know. But not having any clear idea about thief, you know, so maybe thief went to the jungle, in the forest, and you are looking into the park, you know, so totally different directions, you know. So that's what happened. No need to search for it, no secrets within. That's what it means. You need to look, no. Yeah. So then, then what is like once you see emptiness and what it looks like? It looks like clear sky. Right? Clear sky. Nothing else. So then when you come out of that meditation, how you interact with everything now you experience in life, friends, family, jobs, all of that. How you see those things. You see everything like illusions, like illusions. Serious, nothing is serious. No. Everything is the reflection of the mind. Everything is a reflection of the mind. The nature of that mind is empty, like clear sky. Everything just has a Perceptions. There's nothing absolute beauty, absolute ugly, absolute wonderful, absolute horrible. If there's absolute wonderful, then everybody has to agree, but that's not the case. You know how you say that beauty is in the eye of beholder? What it says? It says beauty is dependent, it's not independent, it's not absolute. No, so then when you come out of that meditation, you have this another set of concentration that you gain and allows you to see everything's like illusions. No? Not illusion, everything's like illusion, like dream. dream is not real. They are real. No, but they are like, so the example that I use, magicians, you know. Not here, ancient, according to the text, in ancient times, the magicians, you know, they use piece of wood and piece of stone, they use, and they just created like animals. They created piece of wood, they transformed that into animals, like horse. Audience, what do you see? You see horse. Magician, what he or she see? She see horse. What's the difference? You believe what you see. Magician don't believe what he or she sees. Sees, don't believe. You believe, not just that, probably you project, like this, then you make comments, you know, opinions with friends, talk about, you know, all kinds of things, emotional things, all kinds of like opinions, based on what? Illusion. What is it? What is it? Is a piece of wood? Is a piece of wood. It's not horse, but you believe what you see, different between magician and yourself, audience. Audience believe what they see, magicians see, but they don't believe what they see. Therefore, it is like illusions, you know, perception, reflection of the mind, perceptions. If the mind is pure all the time, everything becomes pure, everything becomes pure. Just pure, you know. Why? Because it's a perception. It's the perception, it's the reflections. It's the perception, reflections. So, it's very possible, tabaramjam, just pure, is possible. Not talking about body, it's not talking about body, it's talking about mind. It's not talking about body, it's talking about mind. Tabaram is very possible. All the people, you know, like, all the environment, you know, it's just like mandala, all the people, it's like dhaka, dhakinis, all like that. Tabaramjam. One of the colleges, you know, again. We make things. Things doesn't exist from its own side. We make things. We make this piece of wood we call prayer wheel. Oh, this is a very sacred object. You cannot do this, cannot do that, and make cedars, you know. When the children see, it's just piece of object, no, nothing serious, no? And we make things, and we label, and we call. Doesn't come there, you know? I was called. When I was born, I was nobody. Then I was called Gelek, so then I become Gelek. When people see, then they call me Gelek. No, before that, it's just called Pugu, baby, it's just called baby. No, so now you have like identity as a baby, there's many babies. Then you finish your study, then you call Gishi Gelek. You know, Gishi, then people see. Then before that, people don't see Gishi Gelek, they just see Gelek. So then after that become Gishi, then they see Gishi Gelek, you know. So then I come here, then people say, you know, oh, resident teacher of Kadamba Center. It just call. It doesn't become like, right from the beginning, it become like resident teacher of Kadamba Center. It just call. But that's not how we see things. Even though that's the reality, but that's not how we see things. You know? Oh, this process is absolutely evil. What do you mean absolutely evil? No? Oh, that's like absolutely, no absolute. No, there's no such a thing called absolute. According to Buddhist theory or philosophy, everything is dependent. Label, it's called. But that's not how we see things, even though that's the truth, but that's not how we see things. We don't necessarily think, oh, it's my perceptions. No, it's not my perceptions. We don't think. We think, oh, that's absolutely no horrible like that. So, this is not the, there's a lot of benefit, you know, material and empty, there's a lot of benefit. It will, you know, like, change your perception of yourself and then everything else, and all the conventional reality, all the conventional truth and ultimate truth, and you change your perception, so, a lot of benefit. Oh. Mm-mm. So then with that probably today we stop, then maybe next Wednesday or 2 weeks. Wonderful news, 2 weeks I don't have to come to class. So next Wednesday, then another Wednesday, no class. Oh, Father, one. Oh, hoping to skip two of them. Just joking. So the Tibetan representative called me today from Washington D.C. So said, you know, the schedule in October is pretty much now, His Holiness Dalai Lama will come in October, pretty much, unless something very important happens. So then it will change. But looks like the October date is pretty much now, I say, pretty much set, unless, you know, something huge things happen. So he says he's going to come down, so said probably final schedule has not been has decided yet, you know, so made a couple of changes and sent it back. So as soon as he received the schedule, so then he said he will let us know, so then I will let you know. So then walk start, even though your hair caught fire, no time to blow it out. They're saying in Tibetan, even your hair caught fire, you have no time to blow it out. That means you become so busy, you know. So hope, you know, His Holiness will come here, maybe. Let's hope. And he asks the name of the center, then I give him the name of the center, so probably they are talking to Dhamsala, you know. So then it's good to know, so,
In the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 263, and we'll read the final Lamrim dedication. 263. From my two collections, vast as space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddhist teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted boundless peace, and the Buddhist deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this greatest path to enlightenment completed due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. I'll turn to page 244 and 5. We'll say the short long life prayers. Kandirawe korwe shinkamde Tendande wa malu shinwene Chenre zigwan ten zingyatsoi Shape site bardu ten juchi Jonu iye nala wang shotu Awatare ten bara sopa Lo sangye we de ton le pel sho Shasen gengyo lama so wade Tu su chan jin jang gengye we Ten zing kyong pe we Kun zu do po tse Choksum kul wele mun turu pa dok so du she gun du shap ten shok Om tare tu tare tu re so ha 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha
Oh yeah, thank you. Have a wonderful night. Thank you to you.